Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Did you have a good Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, it was kind of short for me because I had to work yesterday.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Well, glad you kept us on the air and kept everything going. So,
well,
you
know. We did the best we could.
Yes. All right. Well, yeah, so I wasn't here, so I'm just catching up. Oh, my gosh. All right, so over Memorial Day weekend, we grill out a lot, so we're kind of tired of grilling out at our house.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. The kids are like, oh, hot dogs and hamburgers. My husband makes those a lot. So we decided to do our favorite meal instead. We did my husband makes crab cakes.
All right, now we're talking.
Yeah, and my husband can make a mean crab cake. I mean, they're so good. I've never had anything that good at a restaurant. So
mean it fights back, huh?
Oh, practically. So, you know, they've always costed, when we go to the store, $25 to $35 for the whole family, right?
Oh, yeah.
When we eat the amount we make. We went shopping for it this time. It was $52. Okay. So, you know, all these stories out of Washington, oh, inflation's down. Not in my world.
No.
No. And I don't think in yours either, right?
No. The only thing that's down is the rate of increase. And that's
right.
One point we keep making here. That the,
right, right.
You know, the White House is being very deceptive about this.
I mean, this is so crazy. This would have bought, because that crab cake dinner is a real treat, right? We only do it real special occasions, celebrate something, Memorial Day, whatever, right? So this, what before Biden took office and the GOP went on, you know, and I'm sorry, and the Democrats went on a wild spending spree, $52 would have bought a crab cake meal and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Now it just buys one, right? So this is where we are. And what happened over the weekend, and Kev, who is supposed to be a leader of the GOP, he looks more like the leader of Democrats this morning. It's very confusing. Kev figured you wouldn't notice what he just did to you. But here's what he just did to you. They looked at inflation. They looked at the 8%. Went, you know, look, Democrats voted for what essentially is 8% inflation. And, you know, the voters returned, gave him the Senate. So, and I told you this after the midterms, I said, what just happened is Washington got the message. The American people are A-OK with 8-9% inflation, 7-9% inflation. Washington went, cool, we'll make it the new normal. If you're going to elect the party to control two houses of Congress that gave you 7-9% inflation, then 7-9% inflation will be the new norm. And I explained that right after the midterm. We're going to live this way. And you put years of that on top of each other. I mean, 10 years from now, literally you've had the increases in prices of 50 years in this country. This is where we are. Okay, you are going to be dirt poor. But Congress just went, well, they're cool with it. Let's spend it. The entire country has been enslaved to these people. We now exist entirely to try to eat, try to keep a roof over our head, and fund whatever it is that Kev and the crew want to do up there. That is how they look at us. They have absolute contempt. And quite frankly, they should, after how the midterms went. We voted for this. So the country did, not you and I. So Kev went up there to the White House with winning this debt ceiling, winning 60% in a CNN poll 2 weeks ago. Last week, it would have been like a little over a week, agreed with the Republicans, not the Democrats. He went to the White House and gave it all away. So what does this mean? You know, that inflation that had started to tick down, it's going back up. We're going to go right back up to 8-9%. We got the 8-9% that Democrats want. That's what we got here. Because it, even what they're telling us, as horrific as it is, Lee, what Kevin McCarthy agreed to, behind the Republicans' back, right? He's their leader. Nobody agreed to this. This is not what the debt deal they passed says. This was so outrageous. They passed this debt deal through Congress. Kev went to the White House with it in hand and went, ignore these stupid Republicans I represent. And you know that $4 trillion, the $4 trillion, right? You understand we're gonna borrow and print that in 2 years. 2 years. But then you read, oh, that's fake. Wait, what? Oh, there's no limit. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. You mean $4 trillion is just an arbitrary number they pulled out of the air? Mm-hmm. There's no limit. What they did in this debt limit deal, Lee, they took off the limit.
Yep.
And as Ralph Norman explained, he'll be on the show at 7:30, that $4 trillion isn't a real number. That Joe Biden could spend $10 trillion if he wanted. 15? 7? I don't know. It's unlimited. It's unlimited. Listen to this. Here's Ralph Norman explaining how bad this is. And what they're going to do is get us back to 7 to 9% inflation. They are going to crush you economically. That is what Kevin McCarthy just agreed to. And what's so bizarre about it, Lee, again, is literally we had a vote in the House. We passed a conservative debt deal compared to this one. We passed it. The Congress passed it. He took what his own caucus passed to the White House and said, I'd ignore those bumpkins. Here, what do you want? I'll give it to you. I've never seen it like it. I mean, it is so strange. Here's Representative Ralph Norman, who will be on the show at 7:33 to explain this.
And America deserves better than this. And it's just not in it. And I don't understand why it went from a conservative bill, limit, save, and grow, which it did, to basically give it in on every point. And the biggest single thing that is so wrong about this, the $1.5 trillion that we've had in there as a limit, is basically taken off. And it's he could spend $4 trillion, he can spend $10 trillion. And he pushed it until after the elections, which is, again, it's unfathomable that this would happen.
So they didn't agree to a limit at all. They took the limit off. So Red State nails this, Lee. They wrote over the weekend, it would have been better to just do the clean debt limit that we always do, to just pass that with no compromise. Kev actually got us a worse deal than just handing the Democrats a debt limit increase like we always have. That's why we're going broke. This is literally a worse deal. He said, you know what? Let's just not even have a debt limit. Got to spend whatever you want. Yeah, no, it's cool. He told nobody what he was doing before he went to the White House and screwed us all. It's literally shocking. It is an absolute economic assault on the American people. There's no other way to look at it.
And he's calling it a victory. A success, at least.
You know, look, here's the thing. I've taken quite a beat down from a lot of you out there for breaking up with Trump. I don't support Trump. And I just want to remind everyone why I am far more Trumpian than Trump. I have not moved to the rhino side. Oh, you don't support Trump, you're a rhino. I got that all weekend. No.
That's hilarious.
No, I support holding Trump to what he said he was going to do. And when you don't do what you're going to do, you don't get a pass on this show. You don't. I don't care who you are. There's no say. I mean, if Lindsey Graham does something good, I tell you and I thank him. If he messes up, I'll tell you that too. Same with Trump. You want some, you know, you want somebody to provide you some whip topping full of lies? Go listen to some other show. But remember when I made Drudge? Remember when I made MSN? Tens of thousands of views. The most listened to segment I ever did was when I broke up with Trump. I couldn't believe it made Drudge. I was like, holy cow, right? What was I complaining about? What was the final straw for me? Trump endorsed Kevin McCarthy, who just did this to you. Broke you financially, and it's going to hurt. Trump endorsed him, Lee, in a five-way primary.
Yep.
And we had a great conservative candidate could have taken Kev out. Trump endorsed Kev. That was a powerful endorsement. That endorsement is good for double digits. And Kev won. So after I said that on Drudge, I don't know if you made Drudge and everything, Trump, I think responding to me, I can't prove that, but I think came out and said, oh, don't worry. I'm not endorsing him for speaker, though. And then Trump turned around and endorsed him for speaker and blasted the conservatives like Ralph Norman who tried to stop Kev or at least get concessions. Trump wanted no concessions. This debt deal is a Trump-created disaster. Kevin McCarthy is a Trump-created disaster. So, Lee, I wasn't wrong. I wasn't exaggerating about Kev. I know what Kev is. I warned everybody what Kev was. Kevin McCarthy is sitting in the position of power he is in right now because of another disastrous, disastrous Trump personnel decision. Absolute unlimited disaster, unmitigated. So when you say to me, as somebody did this weekend, there were many of them, Tara, you're just stupid. You need to get smarter. You need to support Trump. Understand what you're saying is you support Kev because that's what comes with supporting Trump. You support unlimited spending by the federal government. You support unlimited inflation by the federal government. You support a guy who at every turn, at every juncture, has put a knife in the back of the American people, and most especially the Republicans he claims to represent. And that is what Trump gave us. This is a Trump-created disaster. If you want more of that, vote for him. If not, we need to find a way, because this way ain't working. So, I mean, I just want to remind everyone, this is what I broke up with Trump over. And as usual, I was right. I know what I'm talking about. Look, folks, I wish that I could tell you a different story. I wish that I could tell you that we can defeat the swamp. But when you endorse the swamp against a viable candidate who could have taken McCarthy out in the primary, we never have to see his ugly mug on TV again. We didn't have to. Trump did that. Trump did that. So when you tell me, no, you better support Trump, understand, all of this, you got to eat all of this. This is you. This is what you support. This is what you vote for. This is what you want. And if you're okay with that, fine, vote Trump. If not, we just got to find a way, because this way ain't working. It's not working. And you'll see that in the checkout line at the grocery store. These are not accidents. By the way, have you noticed Trump has not weighed in on this disaster of a deal? Why? Why didn't he weigh in? Because people like me remember how Kevin McCarthy got this power. We remember, and he knows. He can't diss Kev. Kev is his creation at this point. Trump is fully merged with the swamp, and he is backing them. And you say, I'm a rhino. Look, I just want to be free. I don't want to be broke. I don't want to live in a third world country. I just, you know, don't fault me for it. It's your reality right here. Kev. See Kev? See Kev right here on Rumble? See Kev? Yeah. Kev is here because of Trump.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So the Russians have issued a warrant for Lindsey Graham's arrest. He says this is a badge of honor. He's very proud of it. Couldn't be more excited. It's because he was running around Ukraine talking about killing Russians or something. So, I mean, this is a tough decision. I didn't know what to do over the weekend. So I'll put this poll on Twitter. Want to know how it ended? Here's the poll. Russia just issued an arrest warrant for Lindsey Graham. Tough decision. Do we A, turn Graham over, or B, keep him? Right now, 93.8% of you want to turn him over. And just 6.2% of you want to keep him. This is like when he ran for president and he couldn't get to 3%. He was polling at 1%, and the margin of error was 1% to 3%. So, like, he could have actually been in the negative, like, with no votes, nobody knows. So, I mean, not only do you not want him as president, or really want him anywhere, you did 93.8% of you see this is a great opportunity to turn him over. Now, many of you said in the comments, I got a ton of comments on this poll. By the way, it's on my Twitter feed if you want to vote for it. Vote in it. I've got a day left. Many of you said in the comments, which you would actually, you want to do option number three. You want to trade him for that Marine. I didn't think that when I made the poll. That's an even better idea. So, like, we trade him for the Marine to Russia and we get the Marine back? Yeah. I'd be open to that. Fair trade. So, anyway. We just want to know where the Russians would like him dropped. Would you just drop him off? Where would you like us to drop him? I mean, somewhere soft, obviously. Yeah, like over water, perhaps. Anyway. Yeah, so. It's not too much to hope for. He'll take a summer vacation to Russia, right? And not come back. That would be fantastic. Yeah, others were saying like, maybe we should trade him for Snowden. Although, to be fair, Snowden is not in prison there. He's just a political dissident. All right, so you could still vote in that. I just shake my head. That's some days, so just... I just like, you know, folks, do you want to see how absolutely, literally, utterly insane this is? Do you have this experience of you see a headline and you think you must have misread that? And you have to stop what you're doing and click on it. Because you're like, no, that couldn't be that. Whoa. It is. Did you see the New York Times criticism of the totally woke remade Little Mermaid? Do you know, if you had any doubt about the fact that these people are groomers, that's probably a silly conspiracy. What? Did you see the New York Times criticism of the Little Mermaid? Did you see this? Do you know what they wrote? They didn't like it. You know why? There was not any kink in it. Kink, isn't that where you're attracted to? Yes. Something sort of pervert, yeah. It's a children's film. Unless you're hearing this, you go, wait, Little Mermaid, is there like that? Is that the adult version? No, that is not. No, that's not. No, that is the kid version of the Little Mermaid. Did not have enough kink in it. Lest you doubt at all they're grooming your children. At all. That they intend for adults to have relationships with children legally. as the UN has demanded. The UN has demanded it. Every state should just legalize all forms of, you know, and kids. And we cannot, the UN said, we cannot assume kids do not want to have relationships with adults. We're done here. We are done. New York Times looked at that, thought it was a good article, and published it. And in case you're thinking, well, maybe they meant kink, like, bend in a strange direction. I mean, that's like one of the definitions, right? In case you're thinking, maybe they just use the word weird. No. To dispel any doubt whatsoever what they were talking about, they followed that up with a complaint that there is not enough carnality. There was not enough carnality. As in carnal pursuits? Look that up in the film. Carnality. Let's look up carnality. Because I'm thinking we all know what kink is. Do you know? I know exactly what it is. I know what it is when I'm looking at it. Let's go to dictionary.com. Carnality. Preoccupation with or indulgence in the flesh of the body and its passions and appetites. Sensuality and sexuality. So let me just translate. There wasn't enough piano playing in it, shall we say. Not enough kink and it's not enough carnality. It's the Little Mermaid. Folks, I just have one of these days when I have to ask, if we are here now, where will we be in 5 years? And I know because, again, Connecticut has already passed special rights for pedophiles through the Senate. You cannot discriminate against them in hiring. You got to hire them at your elementary school. You got to hire them at your daycare. You got to let them coach the sports team. You got to let them lead the scout troop. If they want to run a kid's camp, then they got to get, you got to hire them. You cannot just because they, you know, little kids, you can't, because that's carnality and kink. And we're for that now. And it's got to be in every kid's movie. Folks, a day is coming when you cannot put your child in front of a movie. You cannot turn on your television set. And God forbid you cannot take your child shopping with you. Because God knows what they'll see. I just have days when I can't, my mouth is hanging open. It's just hanging open.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Y'all, when you look at what Kev agreed to, this is why I broke up with Trump for endorsing him. A lot of you guys get mad at me. Oh, you must be. You've gone soft. No, I haven't. I've gone consistent. This is why, I mean, it's the single highest rated segment I've ever done. I broke up with Trump. Why? He endorsed Kevin McCarthy. Why? Because I knew this was coming. This is who Kev is. I've been watching him for years. Most importantly, I've been watching what Kev doesn't do. And I couldn't believe that after a phone call with Liz Cheney about, you know, just calling up social media and having anyone questioning the election in 2020 censored. He was talking about his fellow Republicans, you understand. Trump endorsed him anyway. knowing that. It's not winning. That's reinstalling the swamp. I knew what Kev was. I mean, it was with absolute horror that I watched Trump endorse him in a crowded primary field where we could have beat him in California. We'd never have to look at his face again. And after I said it, it made Drudge. Radio host breaks up with Trump in epic rant, basically, because I'd called it an epic rant. We got crazy hits on that when we re-ran it on our sites. And Trump came out and said, well, don't worry, I'm not going to endorse him for speaker. Of course, being Trump, he turned around and endorsed him for speaker. And this is what you get. And he, remember, attacked the Freedom Caucus, the conservatives who were trying to at least get Kev to promise not to bankrupt the country, and said, no, we should have no preconditions. He attacked them. So this is, I mean, folks, if you're wondering why Trump hasn't had anything to say about this deal, this is why. He has nothing to say. He did this. This is his fault. We'll never know how the race went, but we could have potentially taken Kev out in the primary in his own district. So this is Trump taking the zombies of the swamp, reinflating them and keeping them lurching forward into disaster. I'm going to lay out throughout the show what happened here in this debt ceiling deal, which it's an absolute horror show. There's no other way to put it. But Miranda Devine got this absolutely right in the New York Post. Perhaps the most horrific part of this, and there's so many bad parts, is the fact that what Kevin McCarthy has done here is essentially install an authoritarian regime into the IRS. Matt Taibbi, news broke last week. Remember, he broke the Twitter files and he told us, how the FBI is now controlling speech and elections on social media, including at Twitter. The Twitter files that broke that, how the FBI was the quote-unquote belly button controlling your speech on Twitter and across the other 14 social media platforms. Matt Taibbi broke that Twitter files. It was the most significant one, Twitter files number 9, on Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve, within hours of it breaking, the IRS opened a case against Matt Taibbi. We finally, last week, got the case file. The Republicans did. You know what they did? They were surveilling him. They looked up whether he had ever pulled a gun permit, how he votes. They looked up in his file whether he had hunting permits, like for hunting season. Did a total background on him. So we know how the IRS is going to function. This agency, if not stopped, will politically persecute and terrorize not just this generation, but our children and our grandchildren. This is literally, and I just did a Rumble video on it, literally the FBI is weaponizing the IRS to do political persecution, to come for us. And if we had any doubt that that was happening, the fact that the IRS commissioner appointed Lois Lerner's number 2 in charge, who really is a number 2, to hire the 87,000 agents and staff it. And Lois Lerner, you remember, persecuted us, went after Tea Party. Went after, they're very anti-Semitic over there too, went after Jewish groups. Audited people who applied for Tea Party charters, not just their application for the Tea Party charter, but their personal businesses. Terrorized them. We know exactly what the IRS army is going to be used for. Those two examples prove it. Kev funded the IRS army at 98% of Biden's ass. So it ain't Biden's IRS army anymore. It's Kev's. I call him Kev. He's our speaker. And an absolute douchebag. And a Trump endorsee twice. So when you hear the horror stories in the coming years for what these agents are doing, this doubles the size of the IRS. It creates a virtual army. Why do they need it? Why do they need 87,000? By the way, now it's going to be 82,000 because Kev funded them. In the bill that the Republicans passed through the House, it defunds the IRS army. Kev went, shoot, I don't care what my members voted for. Yeah, Biden, you can have it. Yes, we'll just pay for that thing. Go ahead and terrorize us. You know what that army's going to do? They're going to turn around and guess who they're going to go after? Kev and all of his donors, all of us. Look, it's going to be known in this country if you post the wrong thing, if you get too big, if people like what you were saying when you criticize the government, the IRS is going to be at your house, just like they were at Matt Taibbi's. Matt Taibbi literally, remember, was testifying about the Twitter files and the FBI censorship in front of Congress, and the IRS was at his door. They didn't used to come to your house. Do you remember when there used to be frauds and scams and they'd say, oh, the IRS doesn't call. We don't come to your house. They come to your house now. If you're testifying in a way that exposes the deep state. The IRS is an arm of the deep state. Kev said that. He saw that. He knew it. And he funded it against the will of his own caucus. It's horrific. And it's not just me. I'm not exaggerating. Not in the slightest. Folks, the New York Post. She points out, Miranda Devine, the Republicans campaigned on getting rid of the 87,000 IRS agents for 6 months before the midterms. This was their campaign commercials. And even Devine says this is going to lead to Soviet-style persecution. And Kev knows it. You want to hear him admit it? This is Kevin McCarthy right after he wins the speakership, okay? The first promise he makes. Listen to this.
You see, we believe government should be to help you, not go after you. I know the night is late, but when we come back, our very first bill will repeal the funding for 87,000 new IRS.
Wow. As Dan Bishop said, Congressmember from North Carolina, so there will be 85,260 more IRS agents rather than 87,000 to eat you alive. Big win. Big win. So I don't know, what's Kev going to do? Go lobby Democrats to vote for this now? Is that, I mean, just he's going to need Democrats to pass it. So bad. It is a shocking betrayal. And what you heard in there from Kevin McCarthy, he knows they're going to persecute people. He said it. And they're going to, folks, this is the crazy part. They're going to come after Kev's donors. They're going to pull the donor list for Kevin McCarthy and the Republican leadership, just like they pulled the Tea Party list. Who's in the Tea Party? Who donated? Do you realize by the time that the IRS was stopped, under Lois Lerner, they had audited a third of people who had ever donated to the Tea Party. Andy, one of our listeners who lives down in Florida, said his personal audit cost him $100,000. Do you know what Andy did? Andy made the mistake of writing a check to a Tea Party group. They had audited personally a third of those who had ever donated to the Tea Party, and they were preparing to do the rest. This is how this works. If you write a check to the wrong candidate, they are going to audit you. We've seen it. It's fact. It's history. And Kev went, okay, have your IRS army. I don't care. And here's the thing. If we had been losing and we were desperate, that would be one thing. But we were winning. In that CNN poll, it said 60% of Americans supported the Republican debt ceiling position. And Kev's like, bah, screw that. Democrats win. I'm going to play you some audio coming up from James Clyburn, who's from here in South Carolina, 6 days ago saying the Democrats were going to have to compromise. They didn't have another way out. They were going to have to give Republicans at least 2/3 of what they wanted. And Kev went, no, you don't. Ha! Here, have it all. And the Republicans had to find out on TV. If you're watching our Rumble, you see my mouth is hanging open. I knew Kev was bad. This is why I quit Trump for endorsing him. Look, don't ever doubt me, folks. Don't doubt me. I knew what Kev was. When Trump endorsed him, I went, we're done here. Can't fight the swamp if you endorse the swamp. A lot of you got mad at me. Am I wrong? Am I wrong this morning? Look at me. Am I wrong? And don't go, whoa, he had it. No, he didn't have to. And then he lied and said he wasn't going to endorse him for speaker. And then he did. So this is a Trump. This is a Trump to create a disaster. Yet another one. Just like, you know, the current head of the IRS, the current head of the FBI, another Trump appointment. At some point, we have to make a real decision. We're going to win. We're not going to vote for losing. We're going to win, not lose. Good morning. All right. Total betrayal by Kevin McCarthy. I mean, there aren't even words in the English language for this. And here's the thing, y'all. It was bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. I mean, Kevin McCarthy puts together this debt package, right? Gets it passed through the House. It was passed. It's not something he came up with. Goes to the White House and says, ignore what those idiots did. Yeah, have whatever you want. Do you know what else was in there? This is astonishing. You know how I have explained to you, literally in 7 years, we are going to see, with the current EPA regulations that they wrote, about 60% of our power plants just shut down. As the EPA has now said, you know, they got to reduce 90% of the pollution or they shut down. But we don't even have the technology for that. It's never been applied to a power plant. So on day one of year seven, if they're not doing that, it shuts down. And we're going to be in the dark. If they somehow manage to keep the lights on, it's going to at least triple the cost of your electric bill. At least triple it. Because Germany has done some of this. We've just gone way further than Germany. So at least triple, because it's 2 to 3 times in Germany, right? That's a disaster. Well, in the debt ceiling plan that the House passed, there was something called the RAIN Act, and it would have stopped that. It would have said, no, that's got to come to a vote of Congress. The EPA can't do that. McCarthy and Biden stripped that out so the EPA could go do whatever the hell they want. So, I mean, this is an absolute attack on the grid, on Americans with an IRS army, launched side by side by Kevin McCarthy and Joe Biden in total betrayal of what Kevin McCarthy's caucus actually passed through the House. I've never seen anything like it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.